On RSN's Racing Pulse, this is The Verdict.
Military Expert lifting Munamek down the outside, finishing Semele full of running, and Munamek has taken over and kicked away near the line, coming clear from Charmy Baby, and Munamek's won from Charmy Baby. Third Brigantine, a big run.
The rich get richer. Clint Hutchison could have a Stradbroke runner, and Munamek, he's been a revelation since coming over from Hong Kong, and Nick Ryan has done a masterful job, a great training performance on the weekend, winning with ease after a little freshen up, and Nick Ryan joins us this morning. Well done, Nick.
Thanks, Michael.
Gee, even you would have been impressed with that. He drew the wide gate, but the way he rounded them up and finished the last 100 metres, it was soft.
Yeah, very impressive. That was a good buzz. He's been a bit of a revelation. He's a good old horse. He's a bit of a marvel, and really, really well executed by Billy Egan from the wide gate. I thought he rode him a treat, but he won with ease in the end. It was a good buzz.
Was that the biggest win of your career in a lot of ways, taking one interstate? You know, the interesting story with Munamek and so on. Was that the win of your training career so far?
Yeah, I'd say so. Definitely, to travel and win a nice race like that on a big day, for sure. Obviously, we've won the Let's Elope at Flemington on our home track and had a few nice winners, but certainly to have an impact in the Queensland Carnival, and it's been one of our goals is, obviously getting better horses and winning bigger and better races. So I guess in some way we're ticking that box.
He has been up forever, Nick. Can you replicate the length of preparation with any horse, or is he a bit of a freak in that he obviously just loves racing and loves a stable environment and loves work?
Yeah, look, I think I've had a couple of mates, Muhammad Ayas is quite the same.
Yeah.
Round every week. But, some horses can cop it and some horses love the stable environment, and he's certainly one of them. The horses like him, once I get them fit, I just spend a lot of time on the treadmill, spend a lot of time at the beach in between training, and, I think it's not rocket science. If you can keep them happy, sound and fit, they'll give you their best.
Is he guaranteed to start in the Stradbroke? Will you back him up?
Oh, look, I think it's unlikely. Obviously, we'll accept and cross our fingers and cross our toes. If he gets in, he'll be no doubt backing up. Hearing from Aaron Mitchell this morning on the Gold Coast. So, but if he doesn't get in, there's a lot of other options for him. He could go around in the Wayne Wilson on Saturday. He could go to the Eyeliner in 2 weeks. The Glasshouse in 4 weeks at Sunshine Coast will probably be his last run up there and his main goal. Hopefully he can get in, but look, it is looking unlikely, but who knows.
Is he close to the cutoff line, or is he a fair way down?
I'm not sure. I just see his ratings gone to 101, so I'm not sure if it's not enough to get him over the line, but I suppose we'll know acceptances tomorrow morning.
How many in the stable now, Nick? Are you building a clientele base which has got you continuing to expand?
Yeah, look, I've got 44 boxes now at Flemington. We're currently full, so we're around 85 on the books. I'm probably really happy with the size and of the stable right now. Now we just want to concentrate on, getting quality and as I said earlier, targeting some better races and aiming right up.
Have you got that firepower now? Have you got the bullets yourself and the clients that can help you go to sales, maybe Magic Millions and others, and buy that better quality?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I've got a really, really, I'd say this is the best crop of yearlings I've had since I started training. I've got about a dozen, and it's very, very exciting. They've been broken in. They haven't got the Flemington yet, but they're not far off. Certainly the first year that I've stuck my neck out and had a crack, so to speak. I've got some really nice imports that haven't hit the track yet. So, look, in the next 12 to 18 months, hopefully, you know, they can do the job and I can elevate even further.
How have you found that syndication aspect of, you know, the new horses into your stable? The market's sort of slowing down. You hear things around the place that trainers, syndicators, you know, a few shares here and there from still lingering from Magic Millions sales, which we haven't seen for a while. When it came to actually moving these new horses, Munhamek and Co. in the winners list, did that make life easier?
Yeah, for sure. Look, it's you know, it's not easy going out and, you know, trainers buying horses on spec and selling horses and getting rolling. But I'm a big believer of letting the results do the talking, and the easiest way to sell horses is training winners, and you know, it certainly helps.
Just the last one from me. You like going to the big country meets as well. Swan Hill Festival, what's how many trucks?
Well, we got beat up at Warrnambool, so it might be a little bit gun-shy going to Swan Hill. But look, there might be probably one each day. In the office today, we'll run through a few things, and we'll see how they gallop tomorrow morning. So might just be the one truck each day, I think, Matty, but I don't think it'll be full.
Could Warwick Kappa end up being at Swan Hill?
He could. He's not Vobis Gold, so we're just going to have to check the restrictions on that Elfson Classic, whether it's Vobis Gold.
The restrictions on the Elfson Classic or the restrictions on the owner?
both, I'd say. Look, if Kappa doesn't go to Swan Hill Friday, he'll have a jump out Friday morning, go to Flemington Saturday week, and a two-year-old 1,400. So there are his two options.
And the Hong Kong connection, are we going to see more of that? Obviously, you've got Hutchie, who taps into Casper Founds and the crew over there. It's been very successful. Are we going to see more ex-Hong Kong horses in the stable?
Well, get on to Casper. If he can keep sending them back, Munamex, I'll be more than happy.
Well, you've been able to do it plenty of times, haven't you? So it's a tried and true system. So well done, mate. Congratulations on the win on the weekend, and fingers crossed, read the Stradbroke. If you can't get in there, I'm sure there's plenty more opportunity over the summer carnival or the winter carnival in Brisbane.
Yeah, thanks, fellas.